Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back on a wonderful Friday afternoon. My name is Jim Santel. I'm sitting in this afternoon for Mike Crute. And I am joined here in the studio by Brian Kelly and also by Evan and Madison, joining us all, hopefully on the calls as well, encouraging calls, comments, questions at 844-967-2789. A couple of hours talking this afternoon about rule of law issues, beginning with this all-important issue related to reproductive rights and privacy rights, very much in the news this afternoon. Just by way of a teaser for the future, Brian, I'm going to tell you as well that perhaps later this hour, certainly in the next, we're going to talk about other rule of law issues related to things like the January 6th insurrection, other issues related to the war in Ukraine, and even firearms. So nothing too controversial coming up in the future discussions here.
Well, luckily we're leading it off with abortion, so that
exactly.
can temper things.
We can temper things as the conversation goes on this afternoon. But right now we're chatting about abortion issues and what's happened just this past week. Right before the break, I commented about the impact of Roe versus Wade, Casey versus Planned Parenthood, past 50 years establishing this privacy right, a right to an abortion in America that has been the rule of law throughout the United States, with the exception of Texas as late as the fall of last year. And now, just this past week, in three different state legislatures in those particular houses, assemblies, and senates have passed more legislation, like the legislation being contested in the Mississippi case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. In those three states as well, the legislators are also establishing limits on the right to abortion that are unmistakably in violation and contrary to the fundamental premise and the fundamental dictates of Roe versus Wade and Casey. So what happened this past week? Well, we know that on Tuesday, in the state of Oklahoma, Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed what he described as the most conservative, I think he described it as, a piece of legislation in the country prohibiting all abortions, making all abortions illegal, not talking about a particular time period after which they would be illegal, but rendering them illegal from the very start. A small exception for medical emergencies. That has been signed now by the governor of Oklahoma. And depending upon your view of the jurisprudence on this, it takes its place now, along with Texas, as a state among others who have established laws that are contrary to the rule of law in the United States of America generally. On Wednesday, the following day, in Kentucky, the state legislature there overruled Democratic Andy Beshear's veto of a 15-week ban on abortions, much like the one in Mississippi that's the subject of the Dobbs case. So the legislature there overruled the governor's veto of that. And so in Kentucky, too, now we've got a 15-week ban on abortion. And then just yesterday, as many of you know, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, also signed legislation that similarly prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. There was also a judge who just the day before also said that you can, in fact, enforce a 24-hour waiting period before you can get access to reproductive rights in Florida. And so we now have, just this past week, these three states that are also lining up behind Mississippi, behind Texas, and others in the country that have similarly taken this approach that Roe versus Wade, they're anticipating it's being overturned. And so the discussion this afternoon about the rule of law, what that means today, what that means in the future. Note as well that in these particular states, they're not alone. There are about 21 other states altogether that indicate that by legislation, by some other legislative decision, that abortion is illegal in their states, about 21 of them. There are these so-called trigger laws that would become effective if, in fact, Roe versus Wade and Casey are overturned sometime in the coming weeks. Interestingly, importantly, all your listeners should know that there are about 15 states that have enshrined the right of Roe versus Wade to have reproductive rights, to have access to an abortion. About five others or so that are likewise contemplating legislation, depending upon how you count what states are doing right now. So you've got roughly half of the states in the United States of America who are making determinations that abortion is illegal, various limitations, sometimes premised upon health of mothers. But for example, in the Florida legislation, no exceptions for incest, rape, or human trafficking. So these laws are pretty much, but completely inconsistent with Roe versus Wade, and contrary, again, to the fundamental privacy rights that have been established under the Constitution for about 50 years or so. So as we go forward, we anticipate, as I indicated, that the United States Supreme Court sometime soon is going to be issuing its opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. And as you look at the court today, as you listen, you recall the oral argument from the fall of last year, early December in particular, it is difficult to imagine that the United States Supreme Court is simply going to reaffirm Roe versus Wade. I don't think there's anybody who's looking at the oral argument, looking at the present makeup of the court, and saying out loud, hoping perhaps that they would reaffirm Roe versus Wade, but no one really anticipating that Roe versus Wade will be reaffirmed in all the vitality that Justice Blackmun articulated it many, many years ago. So what might the Supreme Court do in the coming weeks, as we've chatted before? Again, rule of law issues coming up, justice-related issues, as they wrestle with all of this, likely that there are three or perhaps even four different options. One of them, of course, is that they could embrace the notion that there is a legislation coming out of Mississippi, 15 weeks is okay, leave it at that, which again would effectively validate many of the other states that are likewise out there. They could also completely overrule Roe versus Wade and send all this back to the states, make it a part of a state legislative initiative. They could do something in between to re-articulate some standards here, but likewise, anticipating this decision, highly likely that the Supreme Court's going to make a major change. I talk about more of that, inviting your calls as well at 844-967-2789 about the implications of that, not just for Dobbs, but also for other issues. Again, talking about the rule of law today, we're talking about justice-related issues under the Constitution in America.
American women deserve better, and American women are here to fight back.
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.